Romance secret number one. True love commits. There be three things which are too wonderful for me, yea, four, which I know not. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a maid. Proverbs 30, verses 18 and 19. Hidden behind the 1990s matrimonial bling, as recorded in our wedding DVD, was a second life-changing concept. There we stood, dressed in almost regal finery. She wore the customary white dress, accented by a beaded headband with tulle exploding from the back. I wore a light gray tux and a naively eager smile on my lips. After vowing with solemnity and sincerity, the thought of "till death do us part" dedication was overtaken by the whirlwind celebrations. The toasts were made, the cake was cut, the garter tossed, and concern about commitment was cast aside with it. The way I saw it back then, I'd found a girl and gotten married. I checked that off my life's to-do list and set my mind on other goals. Sure, I knew I would have to buy an anniversary gift. Diamonds are the fifth anniversary gift, or are they the tenth? And I figured I'd be in trouble with Aaron if I didn't think of something romantic for Valentine's Day, but those two events were once a year with clearly defined parameters. Selfishly, I knew that if I played my cards right and made Aaron happy on those celebratory days, I'd probably be happy too. Wink, wink. I'm ashamed to admit it, but I thought of marriage maintenance as something simple and routine, like setting the clocks an hour ahead or swapping out fresh batteries in the smoke detectors. The promise to cherish my wife was relegated to a couple of dates on the calendar. I was soon going to reap the unhappy consequences of my ignorance and my cavalier approach to matrimonial commitment. Hurricane O. Fast forward 2 weeks. Apparently, Aaron and I had spent more effort preparing for the perfect day instead of for the perfect relationship. While our wedding went off without a hitch, the honeymoon was over. Even before the honeymoon was over. The setting? Hawaii. The problem? Definitely Aaron. Or so I thought at the time. Here's how it happened. On the last day of our trip, we wanted to visit a tropical waterfall. You know, the one...